Bless the men with holes in them, and bless the women. Bless 8 uninterrupted hours of television. The man cried while the woman laughed.
27-year-old Miko Harvey is used to getting strange reactions when he tells people he's a poet.
They like to say, I didn't know poets still existed. they like to ask you to recite a poem. I'm kind of embarrassed about it, so I try to play it down.
Harvey is a rising star in the poetry world. He won Penn Canada's 2017 New Voices Award. He was a fellow at Poets and Writers magazine. He's also got an obsession, a sports obsession, one that's led him to a pretty big question. How should society value artists? Only a Game's Martin Kessler has his story.
2 months after releasing his first book of poetry, Miko Harvey insists on showing me a YouTube video. It's an old high school highlight reel for Brooklyn Nets guard D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I recognize this dribble sequence from a game against Indiana. Like a year later, he would do this in a crucial possession against the Hoosiers.
How Miko is when it comes to D'Angelo Russell. He can tell you the exact game that Russell used a certain dribble move, plus how many points he scored, and maybe what he said in the post-game interview, too.
I Google him constantly. I've watched all his interviews, all his highlights, almost all of his games.
Now, just to be clear, D'Angelo Russell is not a superstar. He's never won an MVP award, never been on the All-NBA first team, never even been an All-Star. Yet, this is the player that Miko obsesses about constantly.
I mean, nobody thinks it's weirder than me. Like, it's the weirdest thing I do. But I would just say that most people have some weird little channel inside of themselves into which they pour kind of leftover energies or obsessions. And for some reason, all that stuff in me attached to D'Angelo Russell.
For those who grew up with Miko, this whole obsession actually isn't that surprising. I can say that with confidence because Miko's one of my very best friends. We met in seventh grade, and as long as I've known him, he's always had fascinations with semi-obscure basketball players. For one stretch of our childhood, whenever we'd play NBA Live on his PlayStation 2, Miko picked the Toronto Raptors so he could be Morris Peterson, a decent but forgettable swingman. And then there was a fixation on University of Louisville player Kyle Couric, who never even made the NBA. But none of those previous fascinations rival the intensity of Miko's current devotion to D'Angelo Russell, and none has become so intertwined with the way he thinks about his career as a poet. The story of this obsession really starts in the fall of 2009, after Miko and I parted ways for college.
It was a Friday night at Vassar, and it was like a big party night. And I was alone in my room, and kind of hiding from the party because I was just like socially overwhelmed. And I remember I looked through the keyhole in my dorm room looking out into the hallway.
Miko saw one of his friends, whose name I'm going to withhold for reasons that will soon be obvious.
He was on his way to throw up in the bathroom, so drunk that he was leaning on the wall. I don't know what it was, but something about that inspired me to write a poem for the first time ever. I mean, 30 seconds later, I wrote a line. Let's see if I can remember it. Okay. The narrator looks through his peephole and makes a wish to exist, a real protagonist, but the door is locked.
Poetry became Miko's passion. At first, he was too shy to tell me or his Vassar friends about it, so he'd wait till his roommate went to sleep before he started writing. But eventually, he fessed up. In 2013, Miko started graduate school at Ohio State. He was studying poetry, of course, but he also embraced the Buckeyes basketball team. And that first spring in Columbus, Miko went online and looked up Ohio State's incoming recruits.
And I saw one of them was this guy, D'Angelo Russell. And I remember watching his high school mixtape on YouTube.
D'Angelo Russell wasn't one of those unbelievable athletes who everybody knew was going to spend a year in college and then jump right to the NBA. He wasn't particularly fast. But he seemed to see the game two steps ahead of everyone else and to relish throwing a beautiful pass.
He had this silky smooth handle. He would beat you with misdirection and deception and trickery instead of power or speed. He's a poet out there, you know?
In a very abstract way, Miko could see something of himself in the way this incoming freshman seemed to value beauty for beauty's sake. But Miko tempered his expectations.
I was doubtful that he'd be able to do it on the college level once defenses got better and were game planning for him.
But that's not what happened.
Russell for three. Yes, another one.
This is a guy, he's a big risk taker, so.
Oh, look at D'Angelo Russell. You can't teach that.
D'Angelo came in immediately and was throwing alley-oops, no-look passes, and was breaking down defenders off the dribble. It was shocking how good he was.
This success seemed to send a message that it was possible to play stylish basketball, to throw a no-look pass just for beauty's sake, without sacrificing any efficiency. Now, there's a leap here, and it might be one that only a poet would make, but for Miko, seeing that made him optimistic about his own choice to pursue art.
When he's able to be his creative self and an efficient player, then I feel, okay, there's a way of existing in normal human society and writing these weird poems on my own that can coexist, and each game felt like a revelation.
Miko developed a routine at Ohio State. During the day, he'd go to class, write.
I would mingle with the poets. I would sit by the lake. I would do all the poety stuff a poet does. And then at night, I would go home, and I would stream the Ohio State basketball game on my laptop.
As D'Angelo Russell continued putting up 20 points a game while making highlight reel plays, Miko certainly wasn't the only person recognizing his skills. Russell kept rising up NBA draft boards.
With the second pick in the 2015 NBA draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select.
And when he was picked second, I was afraid that they were setting up superstar expectations on a player that, through no fault of his own, just didn't have the raw materials to do it. It just seemed like at a certain point, the fairy tale was going to end.
So when did it become clear that, like, those concerns were correct?
It was clear immediately in summer league.
D'Angelo Russell didn't become a superstar for the Lakers. In fact, after two seasons and an infamous incident involving a secret cell phone recording, if interested, you can find plenty of content in the TMZ archives, he was traded to the Brooklyn Nets. And now,
there are moments when D'Angelo tries to throw this cross-court pass. It gets intercepted. Suddenly he looks almost like flamboyant, somebody who tried to make an aesthetic statement that failed and hurt his team, and it's not actually sustainable.
It's on these nights that watching D'Angelo Russell makes Miko question his own career choice.
Yeah, should I give up on this thing I consider artful? But is it really just selfish? And should I instead get a marketing job where I can write little ads and it will pay me more? And then I could have a child and support the child and the human team would win. You know what I mean?
But then there are also still nights and weeks like this.
Russell directing traffic. Nice find. Instead, Russell will lob it up. Slams it down. Russell, the J. He's got it.
Sometimes he gives me the treat of a glimpse of what he's capable of, and that's superstardom, and that's a kind of genius.
So this fall, as D'Angelo Russell enters his fourth NBA season, Miko will be watching and cheering him on.
There's a question of whether there's room for somebody like D'Angelo Russell, and yeah, I feel similarly about, is there room for poets and painters and sculptors? Rooting for D'Angelo seems like a vote for art and a vote for imagination and a vote for whimsy.
Miko Harvey's first book is titled Unstable Neighborhood Rabbit. Miko's also written an essay about D'Angelo Russell, because of course he has. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org. That story came from Only a Game's Martin Kessler.